Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Whenever you hear OAR, it means time to go to the dogs. Our guy Barstool Nate joins us. Nate Diggity Dog. What up, Eric? How do you do?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we got you, Nathaniel.
How you doing?
I'm back on Zoom where it's nice and crystal clear, and I got to say what else was crystal clear. Last time I talked to you guys on the radio, I said I will talk to you again after a Washington Commanders playoff victory, and here we are. Give it up for us.
We made it. Look, mama, we made it. I'm not going to lie, man. It was really cool being down there and being a part of a win, you know, just covering a win. I've covered a lot of games, and I've seen teams win in the postseason. I've covered Super Bowls and stuff, but I'd never seen a Commanders playoff win. And it was pretty wild to watch, dude. What were your emotions like? It's been 19 years since they won one of these things.
Yeah, so the last playoff win was January 7th, 2006. I was a senior at Oakland Mills High School in Columbia, Maryland. It has been a lifetime since a playoff win. We went through a lot as a fan base. We went through Dan Snyder. We went through Vinny Serrato. We went through Bruce Allen. We went through, you know, John Beck. We went through a lot of nonsense, all the lawsuits, everything. It feels so good to be on the other side of that. I think all season as a fan base, we've just, you know, really have just breathed it all in and really just not gotten too ahead of ourselves. I think we all appreciate what we're seeing out of Jaden and the coaching staff and the front office, and we're not taking it for granted at all because we know how bad it can be. So yeah, it looked like a lot of fans were down there in Tampa with you, JP, and everybody on the internet, on Twitter, on all the shows, all the podcasts, everything, just everybody's over the moon. Everybody's on the same page. There's not a single fan, I don't think, who has anything bad to say right now on January 14th about this franchise or organization. It's just a great time to be us.
I think you're right, man. I'm curious, Nate, how you think they keep it going, dude. It's hard to know, right? And Detroit is obviously a formidable test. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. Detroit is the number one seed for a reason. They went 15-2. They're a really, really good football team. That building's going to be super loud. Kind of, how do you feel going forward?
I don't want to use cliches. I don't believe in moral victories like the rest of us here, but we'd be so silly to say that we're not just happy to be here, right? This is year one of the rebuild with a rookie quarterback after decades of incompetence, and we won a playoff game on the road. And now we have to go play the 1-seed Detroit Lions on the road. So it's playing with house money. And I don't think there's any bad thing to say about saying that out loud. We're not favored. We weren't supposed to be here. Winning would be the craziest, biggest thing to happen in my lifetime. I guess I missed a couple Super Bowls. I was 3 years old. But in my, you know, real lifetime, it would be the biggest win easily of this franchise. The Lions, they're really good, man. Like, they are good at everything. They have two wide receivers over 1,000 yards, and then Laporta was close. I mean, the running game goes crazy. Both running backs total over 2,000 yards total. But their defense, you know, gave up the third most passing yards of any team in the league, so they are exploitable. I wish we had a little better, you know, offense at the wide receiver position to take advantage of that. But I trust Cliff will put together a game plan to exploit the Lions the best he can. And then it's up to our defense to, you know, just do their thing the best they can. You know, Marshawn is back. He battled with Mike Evans. I know a lot of people were saying, like, Mike Evans got the best of him. I don't know, man. He didn't even go over 100 yards. If that's getting the best of him when Lattimore was in single coverage the entire game against him, I tip my cap to Lattimore, you know, playing on half of a leg, mind you. So the Lions are beatable, yes. It's on the road. It's the playoffs. It's really, really, really tough. But then we have a little guy named Jaden, and I'm never going to count Jaden out of anything. We know what he can do. We've seen him single-handedly win games this entire season. So why not us? Why not Jaden?
It's about to storm right now, Nate. I agree with you. Listen, man, I've been in enough football games myself to where you go into the game as the favorite and you don't think the other team has a chance and you mess around and that team is there late, the stress and the all the pressure comes on you. And the pressure burns pipes. And I've also been in games where we are the underdog. We don't get a chance in hell. And we kick the other team's ass. Yes, we are playing with house money, but still, there is an opportunity we can win this football game. And nobody has to come out here. And people that want to hate to go, oh, put your money where your mouth is. And I will tell them, you put your money where your mouth is. Because I'll put a price that they don't want to try to handle. So the whole thing of it is are the Lions invincible? Hell no. They can lose, but it's going to take a tall task to beat them. And I believe this team is willing to go out there and give everything they have and let the cards fall where they may.
And Beamage, we've seen all season this Commanders team takes advantage of opportunities. A flag in our favor here, they take advantage of that. The fumble Baker had just this last weekend, take advantage of that. And then Dan Quinn, he understands that when you're the underdog, when maybe your roster doesn't stack up against the opponent on the other side of the ball, you put your, you know, what's on the table and you just go pedal to the metal. He understands that he has to be aggressive to win these football games, and that's how we got here. And I was so happy to see that even though it was the playoffs, he did not have cold feet. He said, you only get four downs. I'm not giving away one of them by, you know, attempting a 50-yard field goal. We're going for it. We're going for it. We're going for it. And that's how we got here, and that's how we won that game in Tampa. And, you know, I expect him to do the exact same thing up in Detroit. You be aggressive. You take advantage of every opportunity you have with the football, and you let Jaden cook, and then you just pray that your defense can do something. And that's how we got here, and that's how we can beat the Detroit Lions. And if the bounces go in our favor, why not?
Talking with our buddy Barstool Nate here, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X, Nate Dog. He's got a lot of nicknames. He's got a lot of personality. It's funny, dude. I was talking with Biagi this morning, and one thing I don't think people recognize, and it probably stems, honestly, more from Dan Campbell and kind of the public persona he has, which is a little pro wrestler-ish versus what they are doing behind closed doors in Detroit. In Washington specifically, I can speak to what I know here. This offseason, they hired a guy named Dave Gardy away from the NFL. He worked on Park Avenue. And they brought Gardy in specifically for situations, for knowing when to challenge, knowing when to go for it, knowing when to punt, knowing when to kick a field goal, and weighing all of the analytics and the real-time information. Because when it's easy to have a book. It's easy to point to some data that's like, okay, whenever you have fourth and less than three from inside the 30, it's a go. But the problem with the data and the book is they have no idea what's going on with your right guard. They have no idea if the quarterback hand is still hurting from the first quarter when he hit it on somebody's helmet. Mm-hmm. When you bring that in-house, those guys can combine all of that information. And so for all of the Dan Quinn always just goes for it. They have incredibly specific information that they game plan to decide on what yard line, in what situation, with how much yards there are to go when they go for it. This is not like a shoot from the hip, I'm going with my gut. This is incredibly measured, and they generally know 95% of the scenarios where they're going to go for it before the game even starts. So I think it's important to point that out.
But they've done it all year. And I mean, I had a lot of people texting me during the game, asking me questions after the game. I have no problem with them going for it because that's what they've done all year. So when you get to the playoffs, you don't all of a sudden become somebody else. You do what got you there. You know, if they get completely, if they get complacent during the playoffs, that would be a problem in my book.
Totally. Don't change now. And what I've said throughout is just the consistency of this. And I
and
think
how many have they gotten? They were
3 of 5 the other night, and they were first in the NFL in the regular season.
They probably like 65-70% on fourth down this year.
I honestly think it's higher. I'll pull it up right now.
So 82% of regular go for season. It. And here's the thing:
they're better on fourth down than they are on third downs.
They are.
I fully believe this.
Get a lot
that I think the way Steph Curry changed the NBA, that he made people realize that 3-pointers were worth more than 2 points. I do think we're going to see a big change in the NFL where people realize that you only get 4 downs. You can't be punting 25% of your downs every single time. You have to put points on the board, and 7 points is worth a lot more than 3 points. And if you put up 4 field goals, right, that's 12 points, but you only need to score 2 touchdowns to get more than that. And I think people are beginning to realize, when you don't kick the field goal and you go for it and you don't convert, it's not leaving points on the board. You have to score touchdowns to win in this league. And for too long, teams have been settling for, you know, punting from their own 40 or just putting up field goals when they're on the 3-yard line. I think that's going to go away, and we're going to see a lot more aggression now.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think teams overdo it. I think you especially are starting to see that in college, where there tends to be more like volatility anyway. It's okay to take 3 sometimes, but I think you're right in general to try to press the gas more often than not. Nate,
the first time he went for it on Sunday, you know what my mind was? Dan came here to win. He's not trying to sit up here and let this thing stay close. He's here to win. And that made me feel comfortable. Serious.
And if it makes sense, nobody's going to say the coach was wrong there. If you don't convert, you can't be results oriented like that. If
sure.
the situation makes sense and you're on the road in the playoffs and you have Jaden Daniels as your quarterback and you need 2 yards, you go for it because you're there to win the game. Like, I think it's that simple.
I like it, man. I think we're all in agreement, which is incredibly odd.
Yeah,
I
think it's going to storm tonight.
We are 3 very wise men.
I agree with that.
Nate Dogg, when did you know this Commanders team was good?
I could give you one answer. June 12th, when Jaden was threading the needle at OTAs and he was hitting the net, and I did my tweet 100% accurately predicting how he would do this season. Everything we heard in June.
That tweet was accurate. I don't know that we want to go through tweet history, but
no,
that
it's fine.
Tweet was accurate.
It's fine. The rest of mine were bits. This one was real. But everything we heard about him in June and OTAs and all that, it made you think, if we have something here, looking up and down the schedule, this team could make a run. And then he comes out game 1. And just gets acclimated, but he doesn't do anything dumb. He doesn't make mistakes. And then, you know, week 2, doesn't really make any mistakes. And you're kind of just looking. You're like, when is this guy going to start being a rookie quarterback? And it never happened. He never did any sort of just bonkers rookie, you know, scrambling back 15 yards to throw a wobbly interception over the middle. That never happened any week. And then just the next week happened. And then, let's see, I guess the Bengals game on Monday night, people were looking around like, oh, this team's for real. And then just putting 42 on the Cardinals on the road the next week. It's like, okay, we have something here. And then just destroying the Browns the next week and then barely losing at the Ravens the following week. It was from very, very, very early in the season. I think everybody knew this team was for real.
Judge hit me and said, you know what? When you start seeing this team get flexed into primetime and they want to see them play,
sure.
Not only us thinking, the league knows. They don't put a bad team or somebody that's not entertaining in that area.
Even the first flex game wasn't all the way to primetime, but when they moved that Bears Commanders game to the 4:30 national window, and then they hit a Hail Mary on top, like at the end of it, and you get Jim Nantz calling a Hail Mary, you're like, oh my God, the profile has changed around here.
I'm sure the league was like, we hit a Hail Mary.
Somebody
too.
Got a new avatar. Right. Yeah. Totally. Nate Dogg, do you have any messages for the haters at this point?
I don't know if there are any haters at this point.
I tend to agree.
Unless you're like an idiot Cowboys fan or a trashy Eagles fan, you're not really a hater of this organization or Jaden right now. Jaden's too likable, and this team is too fun to watch. And if you're a Cowboys fan, like, you're just, you know, pathetic as it is. So I don't really have a message for you to begin with. Just enjoy your next terrible coach that Jerry Jones is going to hire. If you're a coach hater, Prime, you're pathetic. I don't know. I don't really have a message for you.
I tend to agree with you. I don't know what you could be hating on at this point. One thing you definitely can't be hating on, level of play for the Caps. They're back on the ice tonight against the Ducks. Anything you like there? I'm looking for some action.
Looking for some action, are you? Ovi came back from a broken leg, and now all he does is score. He had no little time off, you know, getting back into game shape. He's just one of a kind. 20 goals for his 20th straight season. Still first place Caps. I think we're exactly halfway through the season. And then we'll have a little time off since none of our guys were taken for that four-country tournament that they're having. So all our vets will get some time off in a few weeks. And then the cup chase will really start. It'll be really fun chasing a cup right after Ovi breaks Gretzky's record. It's going to be a fun second half of the season in Washington.
Dude, it's Washington's year, man. Things have changed in the District of Columbia. Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, buddy.
Nate. Hey, next time I talk to you guys,
yes,
it'll be after winning a road game in Detroit in the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
It'd be pretty wild, man. That would be – I mean, we'd be talking NFC title game. Woo! All right, Nate. Thanks, buddy.
You got to come in the studio for that.
Yeah, you can come on down.
Sure will. See you guys.
That's our boy, Nate Dogg, at Barstool Nate on social media.